Which mic are you going to use?
Give me a...
Test, check, check.
How's Dan sound, everybody?
How do I sound?
How do I sound, everybody? Loud? Oh, my God. All right. I'll take care of it. Try again. Dan, how are you? How's Dan sound?
How do I sound? Do I sound loud?
A little quiet. A little quiet.
How do you
Chris loud? Sounds pretty good.
Do I need to be... That sounds loud.
Are we good?
We're good?
Okay. Yeah, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome to NoCo Bike Show for March 2017. Yay. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for coming, you guys. Let's just roll right into it. Thanks, first of all, as usual, thanks to Wolverine Farm for having us. They've been really great. Yeah, give it up for Wolverine Farm. And we got a really special announcement. We have a new sponsor this month. In addition to Urban Mattress, we have a new sponsor in Topo Designs. And I think Rick Vanderleek from Topo is here tonight, so thanks for coming. And I just want to give a quick read for him. Yeah, give it up. We couldn't... Couldn't do this without the sponsor, so thank you so much to Topo for getting interested. Colorado company started in Fort Collins 10 years ago. Values and products are deeply influenced by the outdoors and mountain culture. The team that grew up fishing, hiking, climbing, and skiing, we often look back to the gear of our youth in awe. This wonderfully simple, we got stuff actually here too. This wonderfully simple and functional gear of our childhood has been reimagined for classic designs into capable modern day products, allowing you to seamlessly transition from town to trail. And Rick is here again, so thanks so much to Topo for helping us out. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to a great partnership. So, who was here the last time we did Trivia Night? Does anybody remember Trivia Night? It's a different crowd. There's a couple of you. Okay, so we've only done this one other time, and the other time we did it, it was because we had a guest canceled the day before, and I was trying to figure out, like, how am I going to kill 20 minutes? And it was a lot of fun. But it was a mess, but it was a lot of fun. So we're going to try it again, and it's probably going to be a mess again. But the way this thing works is we need... What's that? No. This is on purpose. We thought it was such a good time. It was so much fun, and it was a good way to get our sponsors engaged and give some framing for the giveaways. So the key though is we need volunteers to come up and do trivia. So we need three people. So here's how it works. We have three rounds of trivia, four questions each. The winner of each round comes up at the end of the night for the championship round, and they get the big prize. So all you gotta do is follow like Dan on Facebook, me on Facebook, the co-op on Facebook, FC Bikes on Facebook, and you'll know the answers to most of these questions, where it's pretty much just stuff that's going on in town. So if you guys don't raise your hands and get involved, this thing's gonna die and it's gonna be really embarrassing and we're recording it, so I really need a little bit of help. Who wants to come up and help out with Trivia Night? Aaron, come up. All right, we got one. Two, we need another one. We're gonna need nine people, so you better start. There we go. Okay, Jenny, come on up. And come on up. Uh-oh. That was you. Okay, so we gotta figure that out. What's that? We're gonna work on that. So here we go. So I'm gonna give these up. So
That was me again.
What am I doing wrong here? Which one's too loud? That's part of the charm of the show. If you haven't been here, who's new? Who's the first time? Oh, I got a bunch of new plates. Great, that's awesome. So if you haven't been here, part of the charm, we think it's charming, is that I'm the host and I'm the sound guy. We didn't even introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Go ahead.
I'm Dan Porter with yourgroupride.com.
And I'm Chris Johnson, executive director of Bike Fort Collins. So we do this every month. We're a little bit, I don't know, disorganized tonight for some reason. Who knows why? Anyway, so for each question that you get right in round one, there's four questions. For each one, we have an Urban Mattress 5% off on a mattress gift card. They're expired on here, but I'm told that they're gonna be fine. So don't worry about it. They're a generous sponsor. So the questions are gonna pop up on here. The question is gonna pop up on here. And don't answer until there's a multiple choice, and I'm gonna give you all three multiple choices, and then raise your hand. We had bells last time. We didn't have bells, we had bike bells, and you dinged in. Yeah. So just raise your hand, and then Dan's going to be the judge for who raises their hand first. And then that person's going to get their first tip at it. Ready? Okay, here we go. So this is Revenge of Trivia Night, presented by Topo Designs.
Catherine.
Okay.
Catherine, all right. So ready? Are we ready?
Ready.
Round one. What transportation safety bill sponsored by Representative Joanne Jinal passed through the House and died in the Senate yesterday?
Catherine was first.
That is correct. The rolling coal bill died yesterday in committee. We were really disappointed about it. Yeah, boo, exactly, right? Boo on that one. Okay, all right. Ready? Question two. Oh, there's a picture, yeah. Because apparently that's offensive. We don't want to do anything about that. We don't want to actually like keep people. That's totally fine.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just good times.
All right, ready? Question number two. Last month, the NoCo Bike Show, Tessa Grieger announced that the City of Fort Collins was selected as a partner for what?
Oh, got Aaron.
Big Jump Project, the National Bike Encouragement Initiative, sponsored by what organization? A, People for Bikes. B, the League of American Cyclists. C, International Mountain Biking Association. Or the Jumpers and Hurdlers of America.
Aaron was first on that one.
I think Aaron was first. A, it is. In fact, A, People for Bikes. So People for Bikes.
I thought you were saying A, like I was wrong with your name, not A.
So we got one each, all right. So yeah, City of Fort Collins is recognized for People for Bikes for a project they're working on called the Big Jump Project. If you weren't here, it's pretty exciting. They're gonna be working with us for the next 3 years to triple our bike mode share in certain parts of town. So it's a huge project. It's kind of all hands on deck for everybody that's involved in the bike community. Are you guys ready? Are you? Are you ready? Earlier in March, former CSU Rams cycling president Kaylee Fretz and current Velo News reporter posted a video of disc brake rotors slicing through which of the following? A, a tennis ball.
That was Aaron.
B, a bike helmet. C, a phone book. Or D, an assortment of raw meats. Who was first?
That was Aaron again. I think he's just keeping his hand up.
Maybe.
Well, we had a bell that you had to wait until it was done the last time, but... So, I'm sorry. Well, so go ahead, if you think you got it.
I know it was a shoe first, and then I think it was also a phone book as well?
No, that is not correct.
So Jenny was next.
Jenny?
A bike helmet.
No, it was not a bike helmet.
This was a Chris Johnson suggestion.
The raw meat is your final answer? Are you sure? That's your answer? It was, in fact, raw meat. So there's a story behind this, which is they did it the first time they did it. So congratulations, who got that correctly? You got that? All right. So yeah, so the first thing they did was shoes and saddles, because they were trying to make the point that rotors aren't actually as dangerous as the riders are making them out to be. And then I said, well, shoes and saddles aren't like human flesh. Maybe we should try like, you know, meat or something. So they actually did a round two. They sliced some raw meat, and it worked. All right, okay, so this is the end of this round. End of round one. So I think we have a de facto winner, but we're gonna play the round out anyway. Earlier this month, cyclists in Wichita, Kansas were greeted by guerrilla-style protected bike lanes made with what common household objects?
That was Aaron again.
Was it A, rakes, B, garden fencing, C, Legos, or D, plungers? It was deep plungers. That's amazing. That's the kind of thing we need more of than this. So I think, oh my God, did we have a tie somehow?
Yeah,
a tie. I did four so that we wouldn't have ties, so now I don't know what to do. All right, well, thank you guys for coming up and playing. We're gonna figure that part out later. Maybe we'll have a bonus question of some sort. So jumping ahead to the next piece of so usually the way we do this is we open with the news. The news is presented by Urban Mattress, one of our loyal sponsors. We're really glad to have them on board. Urban Mattress, locally owned, family owned mattresses, not carried by any other retailer in town. Prices to fit every budget, free delivery. It's the only place in town that does free delivery. 2% to local charities, no high pressure sales, and they have beer. You can drink beer while you shop for a mattress. It's fantastic. I think I have this mentioned later. I didn't get the plaque in, but actually, we're really excited to announce that Bike Fort Collins, as of this week, is one of the local charities that you can support at when you buy a mattress, Urban Mattress. So if you go in, make sure they'll ask you. I think there's three or four to choose from. Make sure you send a couple of ducats our way. That'll be good. So our first news item is Angela Huxel from the Fort Collins Bike Share to let us know what's going on with the Bike Share. So give it up for Angela, everybody.
Well, thanks for making me go first, Chris. So,
get out of here.
Right? Yeah. Well, so I'm Angela. I'm from Fort Collins Bike Share. You know those awesome white bikes that you see around town that say Zaxter on them? That's us. We are a collaboration between Bike Fort Collins, the City of Fort Collins, and Zaxter, who provides the bikes themselves and the app. We're all based through a mobile app. If you don't have a smartphone, you can also access the bikes by checking them in and out via text message on the opposite of a smartphone. And then also, I'm really excited to tell you guys about the fact that we have two upcoming new stations planned for you for our spring launch on May 1st. We currently have 17 in our system, and we're definitely looking to expand, and we love hearing you guys' feedback about what do you want to see, like where do you want a station? So our new stations are going to be along Elizabeth, West Elizabeth Street, and then we also have a new station confirmed, sponsored by Housing Catalyst. It's going to be on the Village on Redwood is the name of that development. So where that is basically if you just go around Linden Street here, Linden will turn into Redwood on the other side of Vine, as I'm sure many of you know. So it's really exciting. We're excited for our new developments in the future, and we got some great stuff coming up. So follow us on Facebook. I am going to get our Twitter and Instagram up and running again, too. So definitely nudge me and say, hey, get that going once I figure out Twitter first. And that's it.
Thank you, Angela Oxel, everybody. So I'm going to add on a little tiny bit to that. She mentioned that one of the two developments is at Villages on Redwood, which is a Housing Catalyst project. A big value of mine, as anybody who's been here knows, is transportation equity and making sure that where you live and your how much income you have and your other elements of your identity aren't predictors of how safe it is for you to move around and how easy it is for you to move around your neighborhood. The fact that the Housing Catalyst is bought into, that's the, they work in affordable housing, essentially, and for there are main affordable housing developers in town, and we're really honored that they have decided to partner with us on installing a bike share in the Redwood project. I think that's a really cool commitment from them. So we're really excited to see where that goes. We're really interested in making bike share part of our sustainable, affordable transportation system for everybody in town, not just for tourists or people with higher income. So that's really cool. So check out where we go with that. Next, we have Mike. This is a late add to the program. We got Mike Blackmore from Epic BMX come here to tell us about what's going on in BMX world.
Hey, thanks very much. Epic BMX is Colorado's longest running BMX organization, and we have a brand new track. We're across from the Fossil Ridge High School, out just south of Harmony and Ziegler. Actually, we're on Lady Moon Drive now. The city's been working with us and hired a world-class track designer, and we have put in asphalt turns and a brand new gate and real bathrooms, which is unheard of in the BMX world, so that we're that might be our new logo, Epic BMX, real bathrooms. People will come from states away for that. So we're a nonprofit. Nobody's getting paid. We're out there for the kids. We love BMX, and we have a couple loaner bikes, which we'll be growing that, loaner helmets. We're part of the USA BMX organization. We're going to have, we're part of like, I believe it's a $12 million park that's going into that big field. And the city is going to give us full landscaping and everything like that. So we're really looking forward to becoming one of Colorado's premier tracks. And we focus mostly on younger kids, Zip was saying, you know, our kids are, you know, 6-year-old novices and 9-year-old intermediates and have a couple 16-year-old experts. So there's a great demographics. And in fact, our oldest rider is in his 70s and our youngest is in the 30s or is 33 years old. sorry. We also do Strider races as well, so it's a lot of fun. We race on Thursday evenings and Sunday afternoons and run gate practice on Monday, so come on out and see us if you get a chance. Our website is epicbmxfc.com, and you can find us on Facebook as well. So thanks.
Thank you. Thanks so much for coming, Mike. Yeah. That's awesome. That's really cool. Mike just came up, and this is what we're trying to do here. The whole, so I guess we got a new, bunch of new people, so if you're wondering what this is about, the idea is in a bike-friendly town where there's a lot going on, it's kind of hard to know where to even start, and we have so many different groups, so many different clubs, so many things to do, and it can be a little daunting if you're new in town or new to bikes. So we really wanted to create a regular forum where if you're kind of curious what's going on, you want to get to know what clubs are doing what and how you can get involved, you can come and find out from us. So that's kind of the goal here, and that's, I think, the Epic BMX folks coming out was a great example of that work, and they just showed up and said, hey, we'd like to talk, and we welcome that, and we're excited about that. So moving on to Overland Mountain Bike Club. Kenny's not. Is anybody here from Overland tonight? Kenny couldn't make it. Kenny Bearden's the club administrator. He was on the schedule. He texted me that he couldn't make it. So I just copy-pasted his thing. So I'm going to stand here silently, which is going to make a really cool podcast. But I'm going to just stand here quietly and let you guys read what they're up to for this month. But they're a great organization. I'd say if you're not familiar with Overland Mountain Bike, if you're a mountain biker in Northern Colorado, you ought to be. Dan, do you have more to say about that than I do? Are you more familiar with them?
Yeah, so Overland's, they are a local international mountain bike association club also. So they're the driving force behind trails being constructed and maintained here in the Northern Colorado, Southern Wyoming area. They work really hard to get new trails constructed, and they I don't think it was actually a member of Overland, but Steve Lacy just pulled enough fingernails out of people to get an extension out at Bobcat Ridge. They're going to do a 2-mile extension called the On the Rocks Trail, which is pretty exciting. It's going to be open to pretty much everybody, I think. A lot of times they get everybody excited about new trails and said, no, you guys can't use them. But yeah, it's going to be open for mountain bikes. Let's see, the other thing that Overland also does, Wednesday night social mountain bike rides. They're going to be starting at 5:15 from the Bark Park at the end of Horsetooth. And I think that's rolls through the end of April. Then it starts out at the Blue Sky parking lot at 5:30. Let's see, what else do I know off the top of my head about these guys?
But anyway, if you don't know, they are on Overland Mountain Bike.
That's what I got.
Follow them there. They had their kit. Was anybody at the kickoff? Were you at the kickoff? They had a kickoff for the season on Monday night.
What's the text off the bottom of the screen?
I can send it to you. I'll put it in the newsletter. So I'm going to pull up next Aaron Buckley from CSU. Is that your department title, Aaron? CSU Parking and Transportation Services? Coming up, Aaron Buckley representing CSU.
Nice jazz hands there.
Thank you. Thank you. So I know a few people in the room here. I used to be a transportation planner at the North Front Range MPO. And at the end of January, I started working over at CSU. And what I'm doing is I'm an active transportation professional. I'm specifically working with employees. Erica Bente, who couldn't make it tonight, is my new colleague. She's working with students. And we're looking at transportation options so that people may not have to use their car to get to and from campus. And we're working with Aaron Fodge, who is sort of leading the charge for alternative transportation, active transportation at CSU. He's been down here before to talk with folks at the NoCo Bike Show. But I'm going to be responsible for working with employees directly on travel training, doing outreach, looking to see how to communicate out to folks that, hey, there are a lot of options to get to CSU's campus, and working with folks to see what the best option is for them. And then I'm also working on a lot of the bicycle infrastructure and working with a lot of the data that's being collected from bike count sites and things like that around campus. So I'll probably be at more NoCo bike shows to talk about what's going on at CSU. That's kind of the update for that right now. And then do you have somebody from the bike co-op here at all?
There will be some. Well, actually, you know what? We have somebody's here to talk about the hex winches, but if you wanted to talk more generally real quickly about the co-op mission, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. I also sit on the board for the bicycle co-op. And I think if you haven't driven up North College yet, you would see that the front building that is getting a new roof is completely under construction right now. Not really a thing right now. Yeah, there are a couple walls up right now, and that's about it. So the building is basically being totally rebuilt, and that will be, in the not-too-distant future, the new storefront and the new home for bicycle co-op, so you can actually get to it from college, and you don't have to go to the back building. And so everything's sort of going to be shifted up there, and the back building will be more storage and recycling and things like that. So I think that's it for me. So
right on. Thank you for coming up, Aaron. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah. And congratulations on the new job. Look at that. That was the next slide. I could have just gone straight to it. We had it that whole time. So we do want to actually call up, I think it's, is it Catherine's here from the Fort Collins Bike Co-op? And we have their slideshow embedded into this one. So Catherine
Zahnbreaker.
Zahnbreaker. I'm going to give you the clicker. Yes. A little forward arrow is how you forward your slideshow.
All right. So the Hex Winches is a group based out of the Bike Co-op made of beautiful, wonderful, empowering women who put on, they volunteer in a number of ways, but they put on a 6-week wrenching night series for women and LGBTQ, thank you. Anyone of that in that group is welcome, but just to kind of introduce us and then to tell you more about the wrenching nights, nationally, 1 out of 4 bicyclists are women, but much fewer are actually mechanics. So that's where we step in. We offer mechanics lessons, like I said, the 6-week series. We have one starting up at the end of March. We do things like introduce tools. You can see the tool benches in the back for each workstation. We let everyone know the basics of bicycle anatomy, the tools. We do things like repack hubs. We have really fun contests like fix-a-flat contests. We do social rides, so there were a bunch of us that went on the winter rally rides. We also go to breweries. And then we do some local outreach, including the safe routes to school. We volunteer as mechanics. We fix up bikes in our classes and donate them to Crossroads for them to use, distribute to the less fortunate women who are a part of that organization. And then we have a huge sense of community. So not only do we have these wrenching nights, but we have a very active Facebook group. We try to get conversations going about anything and everything. We try to promote our classes, all of our social events that we have. And this semester, I guess, we have some new instructors. So it includes Janine, myself, and Brooke. So Janine and I have been going to the 6-week series classes for quite some time now, and we just decided to step up. And Brooke attended last fall classes. And we have Lily and Alina, who's back. We have repeat instructors, including Becky and Laura. And these women are really the glue to our organization. They do a lot with communication, organization, getting people to step up to volunteer, as well as Carly and Lauren, who I believe has spoken here in the past for this group. So if you're interested in helping out, there are many ways to do that, including monetary donations. So you can make donations to the Bike Co-op and specify that it's for the women's wrenching nights. You can do food donations because we offer snacks at our sessions. Prize donations, we do offer things like a multi-tool for women who attend 5 or more classes. So that's pretty cool. I won a bike pump last semester for the fix-a-flat contest. So anything that you have to donate would be great. Horse and Dragon is our sponsor. So we get free beer at the wrenching nights, and it's amazing. And then our spring 2017 series begins on March 30th. It's every Thursday night for 6 sequential weeks, and it's from 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. We usually do a 1-hour workbench session at the end so the women who attended the class can work on whatever they want, whatever they learned, other skills that they need to hone. And then this is where you can reach us. So we have an email address, hexwinches@gmail.com, but we also have a really active Facebook group, and we usually post all of our social rides, all of the classes, what subjects we'll be covering in each session. So just find us on Facebook. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks for caring.
Thanks, Catherine.
Catherine, for coming up. Thanks, everybody. So I think our next... So another part of this is I almost always don't know what's on the next slide. So I actually saw I saw that one. So I know that actually our next is Fort Follies. Jenny's here somewhere. Come on up. Yeah, come on up. Bring it up for Jenny Giroux. Help me. Giroux from Fort Follies. She's going to tell us a little bit about what the Follies are and what they're up to.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you guys a quick blurb about the Fort Follies. For those of you who don't know, we're a women's cycling team, and we're geared towards empowering women on and off the bike. And we have social events as well as bike rides and races. This month, our social was a clothing swap. So ladies emptied their closets and then took home their teammates' clothing and that sort of thing. So it's kind of fun. And then this month, our event, we're going to have a craft night here at Wolverine at 6:30 on Monday, March 27th. So we're going to make all kinds of bike art and stuff, and all are welcome. So it's a community event. For some of our rides and training events, we've been doing Tuesday night Source Endurance training sessions at 7 o'clock. We've got a really great girl power playlist, and we just crush those intervals, so it's a great time. And then also we're doing a lot of Saturday rides right now, especially gearing up for the road season. So we're doing the Women's Oval, which we call the Woval, and we roll out at 10:05 at the Oval. And it's kind of our endurance ride. We don't usually drop people, and it's quite fun. And then also we're starting up a road clinic. So we're doing a cornering clinic this Saturday at Front Range Community College. We're going to meet in the southwest corner of the parking lot. So we're going to practice different road skills to get everybody prepped for the races. And we're also starting up Wednesday night WePeats. So it's a hill repeat workout on Wednesdays, which is a lot of fun. We're going to meet at Beaver's Market off of Mountain, and we'll roll out at 5:15. And we'll do that every Wednesday throughout the whole summer. So it's pretty sweet. And then also we're gearing up for the CSU races. So we're getting really excited about that. And we want everybody to come out for that, even especially women who've never raced before. We really want to get them involved. So we're going to have a great showing. And that's why we're doing all kinds of practices and trainings to lead up to that. So for the CSU race, I think it's the road race on Saturday, March 25th. And then Sunday, we have the crit on the 26th. And then for mountain biking, we're starting up what we call Session Sundays. So we're doing trail rides where girls will get a chance to session tough stuff on the trail and get to practice and gain confidence in their skills. But it's geared towards beginner riders, but also it's a great opportunity for women that are more advanced to practice certain tricky spots on the trail. And we're also going to have a lot of Saturday and Sunday social rides and trail rides that are happening and races that we're all doing together. And yeah, so just stay tuned, look at our Facebook page. We've got everything posted. If you have a specific comment and you want to know something, just post on there and ask questions and we'll answer it for you. So thanks, guys.
Give it up for Jenny Giroux from Fort Follies. Let's see where we're at next. Reese York from CSU Cycling. CSU Ram Cycling is coming up. Come on up, Reese. Give it up. No, come on. What is this? Give it up for Reese.
Alrighty, hey everyone, how y'all doing? So my name's Reese. I am the vice president of the CSU Cycling.
Did I spell that right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, good.
You know, well, you can leave president on there though.
Are you not president?
I'm just the vice president. But,
who's the president? Why don't we have the president here?
Oh, well, it's Ben O'Malley. So
we're not good enough for the president of Ram Cycling. Come on.
Hey, we split the workload. You know.
Continue.
We know who's calling the shots. It's a puppet regime.
Continue.
Dan said that, not me. Just had to point that out. Now, last month I was here at the Noka Bike Show, and we talked about our silent auction. For those of you that don't know, in February 23rd, I believe, we had our silent auction in New Belgium, and it's a big fundraiser for us for the year. It ended up being a really huge event. It was a lot of fun. We ended up having 95 people there, and we were able to raise right around $2,000 for the team. So that was awesome. Thank you so much for coming out. So it was really great. All that money goes straight back to the students. Straight back to us for racing. The students on the team for racing, and not all the students. But that's going to help us go to races such as we're going down to Lawrence, Kansas here in 2 weekends' time. To race in the conference's races just east of us. And then also that's going to help us out with getting to Durango and also to Nationals and that sort of thing. So all that money, yeah, it really helps us out. And we're really, really thankful that everyone came out. And we're definitely going to make that a yearly thing coming on up. So stay tuned to that next year. So also, coming up, though, March 25th and 26th is going to be our CSU race weekend. And so these are two road races. On Saturday, we will have a road race, the CSU Cobb Lake road race. So that's over by the Budweiser plant. And then we also have the CSU Oval Criterium race, and that'll be on Sunday. And that'll be right around campus. So it goes around the Oval and then heads south of the Oval, has some 90-degree turns around like the Military Sciences Building and a few streets down there. And so that one's a lot of fun, especially if you want to spectate, because the Criterium races are a lot of laps around around like maybe a 1 mile circuit. So you see the racers come by a lot of times. We'll have collegiate racing in the morning, but then we'll have open categories and such in the afternoon. So if you do want to race for your first time ever, or you know, just try it out, we do have beginner categories, the Cat 4 and 5 category for men and women as well. So and those will actually be going right after the collegiate races, so right around midday.
Are there kids races this year?
There will be a kids race,
there
I believe.
Is a kids race. So, excellent. Yeah. Those are really fun to watch on the oval. It's a
yes.
good time.
And in that case, they do one lap around the oval. They don't go all the way around the course. But and you know, you can keep track of the kids that way too, because it's a circle, you know. You can see them as they go all the way around.
It's the most adorable thing you have ever seen, the kids races on the oval.
Fun. So please bring your kids out too, so any kids can race in that. But yeah, I think that one actually, that'll be right in between the collegiate races in the morning and the open races in the afternoon as well. But yeah, so yeah, that is all I have for this week. Thank you so much for coming out to the fun.
How did your guys' weekend of racing go this last weekend?
So we just started up racing this last weekend. We had the Frostbite Time Trial, which was just northeast of us here in Fort Collins. And we also had the Denver University Criterium, which was in City Park in Denver. So we're racing around City Park, which was cool. And actually, CSU did really well for our men's team time trial teams. Actually, I should explain first. In collegiate, you have categories A, B, and C. A being the fastest riders and C being beginners. And so in the men's team time trial for both for the A, B, and C categories, we took first place of all the teams. So we completely swept the race, which was awesome. As well as a second place in our women's B category. A new rider, Allie, she just went out on a bike. She was like, all right, I got this. And she took second, so it was awesome. And then also a second and fourth place in the men's C race too. So some of our beginner riders are starting to do well as well. So it's really looking good going forward too. You know, we have fast riders that have come back, and we have brand new riders that are doing well as well. In the DU Crit, we also, for the men's collegiate race, we had George Simpson take third place overall, so in the men's A race. So that's a really, really fast field. And for those of you that don't know, the Rocky Mountain Collegiate Cycling Conference is one of the most competitive collegiate conferences around. So we have a really stacked field. We have semi-pros in our field, that sort of thing for the A race. So I managed to take third, which was awesome.
I was at the National Bike Summit this year, and I got grief for how much these guys dominate everybody else's teams. They were like, oh, you're from Fort Collins, the CSU guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have a reputation nationally.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do, and we're definitely really focused and really excited for this year because we have some really strong riders.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Reese, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.
Let's see where we're going next. Oh, Tessa's not here, so I didn't take the slide out. So let's have a moment of silence for Tessa not being here. for the new people, I should probably say, so there are, it can be kind of confusing in Fort Collins. We have FC Bikes, which is the city bike program. That's a part of the city of Fort Collins government. Transportation department has a bike department with like four employees and a good sized budget. So they're doing really good work. They're good partners of ours. Tessa's usually here. She couldn't make it tonight. But that's FC Bikes. We're Bike Fort Collins. We're the nonprofit. We're the advocacy group. We're a 501c3. You heard about the co-op already. Fort Collins Cycling Club is a recreational road cycling club. They're not here tonight, unfortunately, either. But they're a membership group that does a lot of recreational riding around town. So that's, I think there's a lot of kind of brand confusion that they've been trying to cut through, but that's who all those are. So Dan, I guess it's all you now, buddy. Dan Porter, El Presidente of your group ride. Got a lot
going on. Hey, everybody.
Bring it up for Dan.
So this week is always a big week for, well, two weeks for me, one day for you guys, leading up to the release of the calendar and the list of cycling events that are taking place in Fort Collins. And I just published the list today, and we've got, I think there was 84 actually officially organized events, like competitive style events in Fort Collins this spring, summer, and fall. So yeah, 38 of those are on Tuesday nights. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive to be able to, 85 different So we've got, from Tuesday nights, we've got time trials starting in April. And then we roll into short track races on Tuesday nights in May. And then in June, we go, well, Tom Carter's in charge of these, so the dates are reserved for him. We're not exactly sure what he's going to do with those dates. But usually those are circuit races in June. You might be doing, who knows. And then in July, the Tuesdays in July, we have the City Streets Crits that are sponsored by the First City Cycling Team. And then in August, we roll into the Laurie Park Mountain Challenge, hosted by the Cyclismo Youth Foundation out at Laurie State Park. So you've got, I think they're at 6 Tuesdays, Alex, yeah? Something like that, of mountain bike racing out there for all categories. And on Thursdays in August, I do some time trials also with YGR. And directly after that, we roll into short track and cyclocross racing at New Belgium. So that's just on Tuesday nights. The rest of the time, we've got mountain bike racing with the Tooth or Consequences. They've got an enduro and the 40 in the Fork cross country endurance race. That's at the end of July. I'm not going to list off all 85 races for you guys, but just know that I just posted the list on YGR today, and it's pretty impressive. We're lucky to have all that kind of stuff to do. For the Tuesday night stuff, it's going to cost you less than $15.
Hey, Dan, it sounds like we have some new people. What the hell is your group ride?
All right, so your group ride is a website that I started in 2008 to bring all the, initially it was all the competitive cycling information into one place. Because I was personally frustrated with not knowing what in the hell was going on, because you'd hear about things after the fact if you weren't on the right email list, and 2 weeks later you found out there's a time trial someplace that you would have done had you known. So the internet webs got easy enough for me to start a website, so that's what I did. And so now it hosts all these events, their flyers and their results and photos and things like that. And I also do interviews with local cyclists and bike reviews and just regular news and that kind of thing. And then the other thing I rolled out today was a new YGR calendar, which in the past, it's hosted group rides and races pretty well, but I'm gonna branch that out to where it's gonna host information on anything cycling related in Fort Collins. So
we're gonna be partners on this. So it's gonna be,
that's right. Yeah, we're gonna have advocacy stuff. So again, it's gonna be one of those things where you don't have to search all over the place if you're looking to want to know about events that are taking place in Fort Collins. All you gotta do is check out the YGR calendar, and it's a Google calendar, so you can sync that to your personal calendar really easily. But it's going to have everything from social rides to advocacy stuff, trail days, just everything in general is going to be right there in one place. So
this has been a goal of both of ours for years. So yeah, this is really
again
cool.
The internet and Google have made everything easier. So
all right, thanks, Dan. Exactly.
That's true. Yeah. If you guys ever run a red light, I'm the one that hears about it.
He hears all about it. Right on. Dan Porter, ladies and gentlemen, with your group ride. So again, I'm Chris. I'm the executive director of Bike Fort Collins. We are the advocacy group in town. We're the 501c3. The simplest way, the mission is complicated. The simplest way we can explain what we do is more bikes, safe streets, one voice. The idea there is we're really just trying to get more people engaged in active transportation, whether that's biking or walking, whatever it is, just get more people involved. Safer streets, I think that's pretty self-explanatory. We want fewer car crashes that make it easier for everybody to get to where they're going safely. And then One Voice is about creating a culture, creating a bike community, creating an advocacy platform that's inclusive of everybody that uses a bike or everybody that's involved in active transportation, regardless of identity or background or ability or what neighborhood they're in. So those are our core values at Bike Fort Collins. We're here for you. We're working to make it safer for you to ride a bike. We're working to get more people on bikes. And I'm just going to take a couple minutes to go through what we're up to, I think. So we do have this is really exciting. We're working with Dan on this and the Risk Canyon Fire Department and Fort Collins Cycling Club. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. anybody that's ever ridden in Risk Canyon or knows anybody that's ridden in Risk Canyon knows that it can be a little bit of a flashpoint for tensions between rural residents and recreational cyclists. I'm really good friends with the Risk Canyon fire chief. She's a really great person. We're really committed to de-escalating that. And one of the things that we're going to do this year to de-escalate it is share the cleanup day. Every year, the fire department organizes a cleanup day in the canyon with the local residents. We really like to get cyclists involved. We want people to come up and help out, barbecue afterwards, more information coming, but save the date on your calendar. It's Earth Day. What better way to celebrate Earth Day than cleaning up Risk Canyon, right? Yeah, absolutely.